USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package and allowing for a final vote on Monday or even sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and a much larger budget resolution. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will need several more votes before it's approved and sent to the House, and it would provide more than $500 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband expansion, drinking water projects, and more. And the U.S. women's basketball team captured gold in Tokyo, beating Japan in the finals 90-75. Brittany Griner led the squad with 30 points on 14-18 shooting. The win gives the team its 7th consecutive gold medal and 9th in the last 10 Olympics. Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi won their 5th gold medals, the first international basketball players to achieve that feat. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package and allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one lawmaker unconvinced by the bill. He tells Fox News that the package is an inflation bomb being dropped on an economy already damaged by rapidly rising prices.
The inflation is going way up because the federal government's been spending way too much money that it doesn't have. When it does that, we effectively just print more money. I mean, look, I know U.S. treasuries are issued and everything, but it has the same effect as just printing more money. We got the same basket, more or less, of goods and services in the economy, but when you dramatically expand the money supply in the way that they're doing, that means the price of everything will go up.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The debate over mask mandates has reignited as more localities consider reimposing them for public places in the wake of the CDC changing its guidance, saying that masks should be worn indoors regardless of vaccination status in areas with high or substantial transmission of the coronavirus. But Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan says that the argument over reimposing mask mandates distracts from the efforts to increase vaccinations. He tells CNN that's something that will protect more people from the virus.
Well, certainly our numbers, like many other states, are significantly increasing daily. Our hospitalizations are increasing. We're keeping a very close eye. The good news is we still do have hospital capacity, and we expect that to continue. You know, I'm one of those individuals that think the argument for and against these mask mandates is a distraction from the real solution. Vaccines are the real solution. You know, last week I made a statement that millions of Americans, and to that fact, millions of Georgians are only one question away from being answered, from getting a vaccine. And I'm just surprised that more organizations and companies aren't focusing on trying to get folks vaccinated or at least get their questions answered, like Major League Baseball or the NFL or the NBA. You know, look, when they care about an issue, they can certainly create a lot of attention. And so I call on folks like that to help us try to get the real solution across the finish line here, and that's the vaccine.
And Dennis Thomas, co-founder of the band Kool & the Gang, has died. Thomas was the alto sax player, flautist, and percussionist for the band, best known for hits like Celebration, Joanna, and Get Down On It. He was 70 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.